residential. There are numerous areas for nightly rentals in the area. If this gentleman wants to invest in that, that's fine. Let him go there, not change what we have in Arcadia Landing. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
My name is Mike Sutter. I live at 1023 Clevenger Cove Road. And I just want to say, I agree with these folks 100%. Everything that they've expressed is true and then some. It has been nothing but a nightmare. We've had police coming down that road numerous times. And I can tell you, on about a 15, 16-foot narrow road, when they're running down that road, it's dangerous. It's dangerous for everybody. It's dangerous for the children in the neighborhood. It's dangerous for the residents in the neighborhood. There's older folks like myself that like to walk. We can't. We have the fire department, which needs to respond to Rocky Shores, which we're grateful that they do, of course. But it's the same thing. You're talking about a large apparatus trying to navigate that road. Where that turn is there, it on a good day, it's bad. And Lord forbid, if there was ever a serious response, a serious emergency up there, that more traffic, especially on that turn, could prevent some type of situation to have and again, I think that, like myself, I retired to move down to a nice, quiet neighborhood, which, because of that development up the road, has changed it. I will be the first to say, if you look at where I'm at, I probably own one of the larger tracts along the lake. And it would be down the road more with the lots the other way.
What's your
the house? 1023 Clevenger. But I got about 300 some odd foot of lake frontage, which if this goes through, I will be here applying for the same thing, wanting to develop that, which means that area is gone, it's done. And if you look at some of the development along the lake, it's changing. I've been down here for years, and it's changing. Everybody here, I'm sure, has been on Table Rock Lake, and can see the changes on that lake. And it just really depends on where you want to go with it. I mean, we can either make a stop, say time out, or we can just continue on, and it will be the Lake of the Ozarks, or worse. Once these trees are gone, once these mountains are stripped, and the ground around it is changed like that, it's never going back to what it once was. And that is what we try to sell down here in Branson. I mean, people come down here for that. They come down here for the solitude. They come down here for the fall colors, that come down here for all those different things that we are changing. We have a chance to put a stop to that. But that's all I got to say. Thank you very much.
Yep. Thank you. Is there anyone else that wishes to speak in opposition to the proposal? All right. At this time, I would ask, would the applicant like to come up and address any of the concerns or?
I'm fine.
Fine. Okay.
Thank you.
Discussion amongst the commission? Anything? Nothing? Okay. Well, at this time, then, I will close the public hearing. If no one else wishes to speak, I would ask at this point, since there's no discussion, I would entertain a motion to either approve or deny.
Move to deny order number 12-16-2025-01.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay. Thank you all. That will conclude our planning and zoning rezones this morning. We'll go back to our normal agenda at this point. Thank you all so much. David and Jack stand up there and talk. Thank you, Cody.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Cody.
Thank you, Cody.
All right, you guys ready?
Ready.
Everybody settle down. We'll move to our next order of business. We have approval of the December 26, 2025 courthouse closure. There has been a notice from Governor Kehoe authorizing the closure of state offices on the Friday following Christmas of December 2026. I feel that that would probably be a good move upon the county to follow suit with the state. Is there any discussion or questions on it?
The governor did it, and I think the Supreme Court of Missouri did it for the courts. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I believe
presiding Judge Merrill.
Yep. We have multiple documents in front of us. So, sorry. Can I make one statement before we move forward? Just if there's any customers that need to conduct business prior to
citizens,
I apologize. Citizens that need to conduct business before the weekend, get that done on Wednesday, because we'll be closed Thursday, Friday, 25th, 26th, in observation of Christmas and the following day. So at this time, I would entertain a motion.
Move to close the courthouse December 26, 2025, following suit of Governor Kehoe's order.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the approval of the agreement for voting machines. This is file number 25-128C for clerk. With us this morning, we have Taney County Clerk, Ms. Stephanie Spencer. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
So last week we had a demonstration of the machines. Went very well. Do appreciate the company and yourself taking the time to do that for us. Any questions on the agreement that we have in front of us?
I do not. Do you have any questions about the machines or anything?
No. Do you know if there's a annual software firmware maintenance fee? Is that included in this agreement? It's not. Is it supposed to be included in this agreement, or do you know?
It is for the first year. Okay. We will not pay it until the following year.
Okay. I don't know that that's expressed
in the current agreement.
That's your understanding, is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And we do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated December 12, 2025, approving the agreement as to form. Is there any other discussion before we move forward?
No.
You guys good?
I'm good.
Move to approve the agreement for voting machines by and between Henry M. Atkins & Son, Incorporated, and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Next, we have the approval of the agreement for half-tank culvert with headwalls, one or more. This is file number 25-127, Roden Bridge. This morning, we have Roden Bridge Administrator, Mr. Jack Cole.
Morning.
Good morning, Jack. How are you?
Go ahead and take the microphone.
Yeah,
please.
If you'll put the mic over there.
I can do that.
Previously, this is one we'd went out for bid, and this is the agreement for the purchase of two culverts, it looks like, at this point.
Yeah.
One is a 10-foot by 5-foot, and then the other is an 11.5 by 6-foot.
Yes.
Okay.
That is correct.
Do you have any questions?
Do not.
Okay. Move to approve the agreement for half-tank culvert with headwalls by and between the Railroad Yard Incorporated in Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Don't go anywhere. We got one more. Next, we have the approval of the Missouri Highways Transportation Commission County Agreement. This is file number 25-125, Roden Bridge. What we have in front of us is for the detour for MoDOT to utilize Coon Creek Road when they are doing the slide repairs. Otherwise, MoDOT would set up and sign their detour state route, which would end up being a detour around F Highway to get back to Mount Branson, as far as their labeling. This gives the opportunity for us to turn this road over for the MoDOT to control during the duration of the repairs, and then once they get done with their repairs, then they will convey it back to us in the condition in which we turned it over to them.
Correct.
It is a DocuSign document, so I would ask that in the motion, given myself the authority to complete that via DocuSign.
I think you already stated that this is just for us to allow the state to utilize Coon Creek as a labeled detour route.
That is correct.
This has nothing to do with any of the repairs. We have nothing to do with anything on the state road.
That is correct, yeah. This is just authorizing the detour route.
And the labeling of,
so yep,
to utilize our road. I just know that there's a lot of people upset with that closure, so that is all MoDOT.
And yeah, just trying to benefit them by giving them a shorter route.
Yeah. Move to approve the Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission County Agreement by and between Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission and Taney County, and allow Commissioner Plummer to sign the DocuSign.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Jack.
Next, we have the approval of order for the ACH of Health Equity Aflac Flex Plan, FSA 2026. With us this morning, we have Taney County Treasurer, Ms. Melanie Smith.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
So this is, we do this yearly, and it just gives me permission to go ahead and do the manual checks each week as people use their cards for the Flex Plan. It automatically comes out of my account, so it allows me to go ahead and issue that manual check out of my account rather than having to wait for you guys to approve it.
Okay.
So it gives me a blanket for the year just for those.
For that account.
Right.
Move to approve the order for ACH of Health Equity Aflac Flex Plan, FSA, for the year 2026.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the approval of order for the ACH Central Bank Health Savings Account, HSA 2026.
It's the same thing, it's just the HSA account.
So the FSA?
Yep.
Any questions?
No.
Move to approve the order for ACH Central Bank Health Savings Account, HSA, for the year 2026.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Melanie's keeping us busy today.
Yeah. She is.
Get all done one whack.
All right. Next, we have the approval to authorize monthly payments to the County Employment Retirement Fund, SERF.
So this is monies that I receive from the recorder and collector after they do their settlements each month. And those are not always done, you know, depending on when they get those done and get those to me. It just allows me to make that payment once I do receive those funds from both offices.
Any questions?
No.
All right.
Move to approve the Taney County Treasurer to authorize monthly payments to the County Employment Retirement Fund for 2026.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.